Ty Masterpool, the story of the day, man. Yeah. You look pissed when you cross the line in the second moto because you lost to Dylan. Yeah. But still, dude, what a day. What a ride.
Yeah, first of all of glory to God on that one. I was a little bummed at first. But, I mean, these guys are so damn good. I mean, they're there every single lap. I mean, the competition's crazy. I mean, a lot of respect for these guys. I was obviously a little bummed at first because I was riding there. But, no, very good day, very blessed. And, yeah, this track was gnarly, and this was a good day.
450 life is suiting you nicely. I watched you last week, too. I mean, you, first moto, I don't know if you got just a shitty start or you crashed. You're doing, like, 3 to 4 seconds faster than all guys around you, right? Like, you're on it. So I don't know if it's a 450 thing or what.
Yeah, it's very nice to have some power. I'll leave it as that. But, yeah, I mean, loving the 450, just the power and all that. But, yeah, it's good.
So when you're catching Webb and you're catching passing AC and all this, are you a little bit amazed or are you like, hey, they're just riders like me? Like, what's going through your mind?
Biggest thing is just me versus the track. I mean, I can be in last place battling with these guys or in first. It's always the same plan. It's me versus the track and just another day at home training, just me versus me. After the case, it's sunk in pretty gnarly. It's really gnarly. I mean, those are the best of the best right there. A lot of respect for these guys. I mean, they're the best of the best. Yeah.
I feel like, though, with you, it is a lot of you versus you.
Yeah.
Like, we know you're fast. We've seen this, right? But it's just consistency and keeping it up. And like, that is the question with you, right? So I guess if you know that that's half the battle, you can keep doing this again.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah, it's been a rough couple of years, but just been believing in God's plan for me and stuff. There's a lot of not really stupid mistakes, just small things that have been biting me, and I need to be better. And I was just kind of rookie mistakes, but learning from them, and that's all you can do is learn from them and improve from them and doing that. And, going to be here all season.
I talked to some of the guys before you, and they tell me how brutal the track was. How was it for you?
Yeah, it was really gnarly, but gnarlier the better.
Okay,
yeah, I love it. Right. But, track was – it was gnarly. It was really good, though. It made for really good racing. Whenever they rip it deep like this, it – makes it for good racing and a lot better for passing than smooth highway tracks. But, yeah, to me, rougher the better, anything. I love the adversity.
It felt like you were making extreme insides work in a few spots, like extreme insides.
Yeah, that's why I've been liking the 450. On the 250, I usually get a little carried away of running outside and just the lack of motor pushing the envelope too much. So the 450, I'm able to go a little more direct, hunt those insides just because I have some power.
Nice job. You're the talk of the day, man. Thank you.
Thank you.